Thank you for downloading this New Zealand Sports Radio show. We have a new way that you can support us. There is a link in the notes down below where you can make a one-off donation to New Zealand Sports Radio. Thank you for support and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to the Morning of Sports Briefing here on Thursday, the 21st of January. In the news today, we have a cricket update from the West Indies versus Bangladesh in their first one-day international. We also have news ahead of the New Zealand versus Australia first T20 at Hagley Oval, and obviously Super Smash news as well. We'll bring you up to speed with what's happening in the Prada Cup, with American Magic not being able to take part in races this weekend. There is obviously A-League results to catch up on, the NBA and the AMBL, as well as rugby news in there as well. This is your best day to start the day up to speed with all of the important sports news. And we'll start on a sad note with the rugby. And former All Black Ash Gardner has unfortunately died at the age of 74. He played 11 games for the All Blacks, including one test on the 1974 tour to Australia and Ireland, winning his test cap against Australia in Sydney. The Takapuna rugby legend, let's be honest, he played over 100 games for Taranaki, 102 games for Taranaki, him and his family, his sons, brothers and father have all been involved with the Takapuna club down there in Taranaki. Thoughts go out to his family and friends. There will be a farewell for Gardner at Takapuna Rugby Club on Saturday, the 23rd of January at 11 a.m. So wish everyone some very happy thoughts of his life during that event. Moving on to the A-League, and we had two games over in Australia yesterday. The Newcastle Jets took on the Brisbane Roar. The Newcastle Jets' poor start for the season has continued, losing 2-1 at home to a Brisbane Roar. That means the Jets now have lost all four of their games this season. The Brisbane Roar take themselves up to third in the table. The other game yesterday saw Perth Glory have their first game of the season. At home, they beat Adelaide United 5-3. So they'll be happy with that start to their season there. So Perth Glory have got one win from their one game. Adelaide United have a win, a draw and a loss so far from their three. So a mixed up and down start for them in the A-League. Over in the Prada Cup, and due to the crash last weekend by America's Magic, and they're putting a hole in their boat so that they're having to fix now, they will not be able to take part in races this weekend. That means that we're having ghost races on Friday and Saturday at least, because the Team Ineos Luna Rosa will have to at least turn up to the start and start the races to get the point for the victory. The races will be called off a minute or so into the race once it has got started, but the competitors have to at least turn up to get those points. Team Ineos UK will have the opportunity to get themselves straight into the final of the Prada Cup if they win their race over Luna Rosa. That could mean that the races on Sunday are sort of just for bragging rights, really. The teams will have the option of not racing those and calling those off if they don't actually, if they can no longer, if Luna Rosa can no longer win the round robin stages. So we'll see how that is, what the call is on those races. Obviously, keep it here on the Morning Sports Briefing at 7 a.m. every single morning, and we will keep you up to speed with what the situation is in the Prada Cup the moment. Actually, I just wanted to realize I just lost that page, but there we go. At the moment, the Ineos Team UK have got four wins So on 4 points, Lunaresa, 2 wins and 2 losses. So with their races on Friday and Saturday, it could all be decided ahead of Sunday, as I said. Moving on then to the NBA. And in the NBA, there were just 2 games yesterday. The Nuggets beat the Thunder 119 to 101. For those of you listening to the podcast, what you heard in the background there was my jersey sliding over and my set slowly falling apart behind me. But the show will go on. So, yes, the Nuggets beat the Thunder 119 to 101. Also, we had the Jazz versus the Pelicans. Yes, Steve Adams was in action in that one. And the Jazz made the better start, leading 29-24 in the first quarter. And they held on to that lead all the way through to win the game 118 to 102. The Jazz were led by Donovan Mitchell with 28 points in that one. And a double-double from Rudy Gobert with 18 rebounds and 13 points. The Pelicans, for the Pelicans, Zion Williamson, again, top scored with 32 points. But Brandon Ingram chipped in with 17, but no one else got into double figures, and that lack of support really for those two. The difference between the two teams in this one. Rebounds, as I say, with that double-double with 18 there, total rebounds, 54 for the Jazz, whereas the Pelicans just 38. So totally, so it's out-rebounded there in that one. Moving on then to the ANBL. Yesterday, the 36ers took on the SEM Phoenix, the Phoenix won 89-83 in that one. Today sees the Bullets take on the Hawks. Before tomorrow, finally, the Breakers will be having their debut this season, playing the 36ers. So 9:30 p.m. On Friday for the Breakers' first game. The Wildcats have their first game on Sunday. And then finally, all the teams will have actually played this season. So strange start to the season. Currently, Melbourne top the top the table with 1 win from their 1 game. Somehow ahead of the Hawks with 2 wins from their 2 games. So a confusing table there. Hawks Melbourne United are the top 2 teams in the ANBL currently. Moving on to the cricket, and there was international action yesterday with the West Indies taking on Bangladesh in the first one-day international over in Dakar. The West Indies went into bat first and scored 122 off their 50 runs, really never getting going. Mustafiz Rahman took 2 wickets, removing the 2 openers. So that the West Indies were reduced to 2 for 24. It wasn't really until Carl Mayers and Rovman Powell came together for a bit of a stand, taking the score from 5 to 56 to 6 for 115. Wickets fell quickly before and after that. And those were and only 4 players got into double figures. Shakib Al Hassan, off his 7.2 overs, took 4 wickets and only gave up 8 runs. His economy rate was just over one run and over. Some fantastic bowling by Al Hassan there. Hassan Mahoob chipped in with 3 wickets as well. In reply, Bangladesh knocked off the runs in just under 34 overs. Tamim Iqbal, the captain, top scored with 44. Bangladesh cruised home with 10, well, with 15 or so 16 overs to spare in that one. over in the Super Smash. And we'll have two games today. The Northern Spirits taking on the Canterbury Magicians, starting at 3:30 p.m. Over there at, in Seddon Park in Hamilton, followed by the Northern Knights versus the Canterbury Kings at 7 p.m. In that one. Kane Williamson will be in the lineup for that one, and this will be his first domestic T20 game since 2014. So, folks, get down to Seddon Park this evening at 7 p.m. For that one to see the New Zealand's best batsman by a long way playing in that game. Definitely one to get down and say not played in domestic T20 since 2014. So, yes, get down there to watch that. To give you an idea as to how popular cricket is at the moment, the first T20 between the Black Caps and Australia at Hagley Oval down in Christchurch has sold out. Yes, all 10,000 tickets have gone already. There are limited tickets available for the second match on February the 25th in Dunedin at the Otago Oval. So if you want to get along to that game, you need to get in quick. This will be the first game under floodlights at Hagley Oval. Or the first international game under lights, sorry, at Hagley Oval. All steps, stepping stones on their way before they're hosting the Women's Cricket World Cup soon. Wonderful to see that development happening down there. You have now started the day the best way, up to speed with all of the important sports news. Don't forget to that you can listen to us on a podcast as well. Finding us live at 7 a.m. every single morning. Just search New Zealand Sports Radio on your favourite podcatcher. One last little snippet. Apparently, Eddie Jones is self-isolating at the moment after the forwards coach tested positive for COVID-19, Matt Proudfoot. Yes, England's preparation for the Six Nations, not great. With those two having to isolate ahead of the Six Nations, and that'll definitely disrupt their training camps in that one. Hope you all have a wonderful day, and join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. for the morning sports briefing.